All right, welcome back, Padres Social Hour. Oh, man, just another beautiful day in San Diego, getting ready for the start of a four-game series between the Padres and the Miami Marlins, one of those teams we only get to see here one time per season. They're in for four. They've had an interesting year for a lot of reasons, as have the Padres. And to talk about that and more, very happy to welcome in the starting right fielder of your San Diego Padres. Matt Kemp is here. Blooper got you snacks, which was very nice of him. He wants to make sure you're well taken care of.
I really appreciate that. Two of my favorite things, Sonic and Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, and he made you a sign.
Exciting day.
Yeah. I think we leave the sign up for the rest of the year, Seth. What do you think?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. So, Seth, you know, he was nervous to invite you onto the show. That's why it's been a while, I think, since spring training. But we wanted to make sure you were very well taken care of. How are things for Matt Kemp right now?
Everything's good. You know, the team is – I think we're playing well. We're getting over that little hump we've been in, and I think we're starting to play some good baseball. So, good signs and hopefully good things to come.
Probably not coincidentally. I think you're swinging the bat maybe as well as you have all season. This second half thing, I mean, we're talking a lot about it because there are numbers there to back it up. Let's go back to last year when you had the monster, you know, second half of the season. Was the thing you noticed, like it's starting, it's happening, or was it you just sort of look up and here we are?
It's just a feel thing. You know, it's something that you feel, that you feel like you're getting your swing back, you're having good at-bats and, you know, getting good pitches to hit. Even your outs are good outs. And even when you strike out, if you feel good, you're striking out, that's a good sign too. So, you know, it's coming. I don't think it's necessarily a second half thing, but, you know, I've had some really good first halves and second halves, but I guess coincidentally, you know, the last 2 years, my second halves have been better than my first halves.
How would you describe it? I mean, is it one of those things where the deal all of a sudden starts looking like a beach ball coming at you, or is it a recognition? Then what's actually happening?
You know, it's just for me, I guess it's different every year. You know, I think everybody struggles at some point during the season, but you know, I just feel really good right now, and I'm getting good at bats, and getting good pitches to hit, and I mean, you know, it comes from, you know, working in the cage and just trying to get that feel back. And, you know, me, Kotz, and Zoe, we've been in there, you know, trying to figure this thing out, you know, the last 2 months. And I think it's really starting to things are starting to happen.
Is there a fine line between spending too much time trying to figure stuff like that out?
I mean, you know, I've been playing baseball, you know, in the major leagues for a while. So I pretty much know what I need to do to be successful up here. And, you know, now it's just, you know, having good cage work and then taking it into the game is just a grind, man. It's a grind.
From a distance, I think the last road trip before the All-Star break is when we all started saying, "Oh, that's Matt Kemp right there." Is that at the time you noticed
it?
Yeah,
for sure. I think I think the end of the Pittsburgh series, I started me and Kotz and Zoe, we got in there and started working on some things, and it started to work. So. You know, just trying to use these legs, man. Get back in these legs. You know, that's what good hitters do. They use their legs, and you know, I'm getting back into those, and it's starting to show.
Yeah, the results have certainly been there. All right, it's obviously a different kind of year for you. New team, new clubhouse. Not to sound too much like a psychologist or anything like that, but what have you learned about yourself this year? You know, just being in a totally different situation than you've ever been as a major leaguer.
I mean, I think it's been different. I think it's different for anybody being in an organization for as long as I was, and then coming here. It's a little different, but like I've said before, you know, the guys here have welcomed me with open arms, and it's been an easy transition. You know, I wish I would have had a better first half than I did, but you know, this is a long season. We still got a long ways to go, and we can make up for lost time.
The leadership thing was a question you started getting, I think, day one in Peoria during spring training. You know, being around this team most days, it certainly looks like you've embraced that. It looks like you're enjoying that. You know, I remember after a couple of big hits over the weekend, you're down at second base. You're getting yourself fired up. You're getting your teammates fired up. How important has that whole thing been to you this year?
I think it's been important, you know, for me to lead. You know, we got a couple guys that have been in some situations where, you know, been to the playoffs, you know, Shields, Upton, both Uptons. You know, I mean, the leadership role, it's not anything new for me. You know, the last couple years, you know, playing in L.A., I took a little bit more of a leadership role. But this is an even bigger role this year. It's a little different. But, you know, nothing's ever really changed for me. I stay the same, and I try to lead by example and be somewhat of a vocal leader as well.
Yeah, I think we've seen all of that without a question. All right, wouldn't be an interview with a baseball player in late July without mentioning the trade deadline in one way, shape, or form. Everybody knows it's coming. What's the key for players this time of year to be able to tune all that stuff out and just focus on?
This is exactly what you said. Just tune it out, and whatever happens, happens. There is a business side of baseball, and you know there are a lot of teams out there trying to better themselves, and they go out and get those premier players to help them get to the playoffs, and it's just part of the game, man. It's just part of the game.
All right. This interview is airing, obviously, as we get closer to game time, but we're taping this now. It's like 1-something in the afternoon. You're obviously here at Petco Park. I bet there's a lot of people watching or listening that go, whoa, he's there. It's 1 o'clock, and it's a 7:10 game. Take us a little bit through the pregame day of for Matt Kemp.
I think people think baseball players have it easy. Like, we play at 7 o'clock. We get up at 12 o'clock and don't get to the field till like 4 or 5 o'clock, but it's a grind. We get here at least by 1:30. You gotta look at video, workout. Everybody has a different routine. Some people get their workouts in before the game, then you got practice. There's a lot that goes on with being a baseball player. It's not as easy as everybody thinks it is.
No, not just because you got to step in the box and hit a thing this big going 90 something.
That's pretty overwhelming too.
I can imagine, and literally that's all I can do is imagine. And first game of a series, a little bit more, right? Because you're kind of starting to refocus on this pitching staff that you're going to see.
Yeah, we had a tough series against the Giants, and now it's time to refocus. You know, I think the Marlins have been playing pretty good the last couple games, so. We gotta figure out a way to win the series and keep this thing going.
All right, so we're talking about free time, and there isn't much of it, especially obviously during the season for the baseball player. But Matt Kemp, living here in this area, you gotten to enjoy living here and working here a little bit this year?
I mean, not really. I mean, during the season, there's really not much free time. When there is free time, you kind of just want to stay in the house and not do anything. So, for me, I guess that's more of an off-season type of thing, is to go around the city and enjoy it. I mean, the drive here every day is really nice, but other than that, every day is the same for me.
All right, Matt Kemp, giving us a little bit of insight into his life, baseball, and otherwise. Do appreciate you stopping by, man, very much. Enjoy the slushy.
I can't wait.
And if things go really well tonight, we can start a new tradition here.
Hey, that would be awesome right there.
The nerd slushy. All right, Matt Kemp, thanks a lot, man.
Thank you very much.
All right, as your hometown pet retailer, Petco is proud to partner with the Padres and with Petco Park. So thank you, San Diego, for sharing in our passion for pets and baseball. Petco, the power of together. More Social Hour with Annie when we come back right after this.